This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. delicious. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. We are at a rainy Fort Loramie High School football stadium awaiting the start of tonight's Division 7 playoff tilt between Fort Loramie, 4-6 on the year, and Springfield Catholic, 7-3. It's been a rain-swept afternoon and evening. There's some wind, not a whole lot of breeze. The field, of course, is very damp, and we will see how that factors in to tonight's game. Two clubs playing very good football right now. Springfield Catholic with a mark of 7-3 on the year. Fort Loramie 4-6. Redskins coming off a great win last Friday night over Lima Central Catholic, 36-31. That vaulted Fort Loramie from 15th to 8th in this region of Division 7, and thus this home game tonight against Springfield Catholic. Fort Loramie's gotten great play from competitors all over the field. Logan Eilerman has now recorded more than 80 catches on the season. How about Will Holland? Two 100-yard games rushing back-to-back weeks. Owen Plyman, superb, both sides of the ball. Calvin Hoying seemed to tackle everybody in sight last week for Fort Loramie against LCC. He made stop after stop after stop, did Calvin Hoying. And quarterback Caleb Maurer, sensational. He was flipping slingshots down the field to Eilerman and Gabe Meyer, left and right from start to finish. And Fort Loramie pulled it out, not to mention fantastic play by the defense in the first quarter, stopping LCC inside the red zone three times. Springfield Catholic has got speed. They have players that can flat out fly. Ashton Young, a wide receiver, over 26 yards per reception this year. Quarterback Ty Myers, the coach's son, averaging 6.5 yards per rush, and he is completing passes at a clip of 63% on the campaign. So Fort Loramie's got to slow down this speed of Springfield Catholic, which wants to generate big plays in this game tonight. We'd like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors, including these three with us every game in which we cover Fort Loramie. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom Jerry's. That's TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. These three sponsors in Fort Loramie with us each and every Fort Loramie contest from August through June. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture, priced right, go Goffney, we've got you covered, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And on other nights when we cover high school sports, this evening be an exception, our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Radio station is contractually committed to covering Ohio State football tonight. New sponsors in the last several months here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins were without head coach Spencer Wells on the sideline last Friday night. He was not there up at Lima. He was at Miami Valley Hospital as his wife, Amy, gave birth to Beckett Robert. And we're so pleased for Spencer and the family. Spencer tweaked the coaching staff last week. He orchestrated some additional duties for coaches Vohl and Fulmer. They assumed the acting head coaching job and the play calling job. It worked out beautifully. Spencer was in constant touch with them from the hospital in Dayton, and it all worked out so well. Fort Loramie won it by a final score of 36-31. And as Spencer Wells told us this week, it was a rewarding and emotional victory last Friday night up at Lima.
Wow, what a special win over LCC.
Yeah, all the way around, you know. So pretty emotional week for our family. Wasn't able to be at the game, had the birth of our son a little earlier than we expected, but Amy and Beckett are doing well. But the way that I was there last week, Monday and Wednesday, or Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday morning is when things started to kick in gear on that end of it. And from that point on, our assistant coaches really took the lead and did an outstanding job getting our guys prepared. And you could see that on Friday night, that we were prepared well. We were ready to go. Really had a pretty good start from the get-go that we haven't had in the past. Defensively had some huge stands early on. So, yeah, all the way around, great job by our assistant coaches and our players to go find a way to get a big win.
Spencer, the list of players who excelled against LCC, very, very long for sure. Can't name them all. Highlight a few. Who comes to your mind?
You know, Calvin Hoying was involved on 21 tackles, so that's pretty impressive there. And he's our middle linebacker, which is always the heart and soul of our defense. I mean, our defensive schemes are designed to funnel everything back to the Mike linebacker. And so when you got a guy like him to funnel it back to, that's always a good thing. Yeah. Owen Plyman on both sides of the ball, we talked about him last week, but just really steps up. I think he had 7 or 8 catches on offense, some key tackles, some key pass breakups, some great leadership, too, throughout the game. And, you know, those guys defensively stand out. Also, offensively, Caleb Maurer made play after play. I mean, he bought a lot of time. They were very athletic up front. They were bringing a lot of pressures. And, you know, we kind of joked as a staff that defensively, they pretty much have to expect one of their guys to miss when they're designing pressures against our offense. Like, he always makes one guy miss. So that you almost have to assume that and bring even more to try to get to him. And, he was able to escape the pocket, throw the ball down the field. Gabe Maurer had some big catches for us. Logan Eilerman had a lot of big catches for us. There was one in the second half that you would have thought for sure was going to get intercepted, and he found a way to rip it out of his hands. You could tell it meant that much to him. You know, our guys found a way to win in key moments where we hadn't quite done that all year, but when we had to have plays, we found a way to do it, and that's a credit to them.
You mentioned Logan. I know he's 6'4", 6'5", but there were times where it looked like the length of his hands and fingers must have been a foot, 2 feet long, because as you say, he made plays at the very, very end of catches. It didn't look like he was going to be able to make them, and he did.
Sure, and that's something that he's really improved on. I know Coach Bargy, his wide receiver coach, have really worked a lot on high-pointing footballs. I mean, go attack the ball. Go get it. You're 6'4", go attack that thing, and really did an awesome job with that this week, seeking it out. I mean, also kind of getting a burst at the end of his route, not just waiting for the ball to come to him, but really making sure that he took a good angle to cut off the defender. But you know, he was going. There's no one more athletic that he's going to go up against the rest of this year. I mean, the People's kid was a very good corner that was all over him, and he found a way to win his battles more times than not. So credit to Logan.
Yeah, is Will Holland buying lunch for the offensive lineman?
The
offensive line play was superb.
Yep.
Creating holes for Will, who's got know-how, savvy. He's patient, hides in behind his blockers, and then makes that jump cut at the right time, and then he gets beyond the linebackers and he makes another 45-degree cut.
Yes, absolutely. And to your point, our offensive line, it was the first game all year that we rushed for over 200 yards. Ooh. And what a week to do that. That was key. We had over 400 yards of offense, and they were a big reason why. We had no sacks. Now, Caleb, hey, he made a lot of guys miss, there's no doubt. But those guys were fighting too, and Will Holland has really stepped up the last couple weeks at the running back spot. You know, we wanted to give him a look there and see if he could make some explosive plays for us, and he's done that. At the end of the game, he had 2 40-yard touchdown runs when we had to have it. But I don't think he got touched on either of those runs. So that's a credit to not just our offensive line, but our perimeter blocking down the field to spring him loose.
Right. As Spencer Wells, our guest, before tonight's big Division 7 playoff game between the Redskins and Springfield Catholic Central, what do you know about the Irish? Like LCC, it's a very quick, explosive team.
Yeah, they've got some great athletes. You know, they do some really nice things offensively in regards to their formations and how they interweave their run game and their pass game, their play action, athletic quarterback, skill on the perimeter. Defensively, they pursue hard of the football. You know, they've got a lot of team speed. We got to make sure we're playing to and through the whistle because, you know, if you don't, they'll make you pay. So they don't quite have the depth that some of the programs we've seen throughout this year, but they play really, really hard, and you can tell that they're in great shape. So we'll have to be ready to go from the get-go.
I like that phrase, to and through the whistle, which you may not have done real well in the first quarter against LCC, but, boy, your tackling technique improved and got better and better as that game went on last Friday night.
Yeah, you know, and that's something offensively we have to start off better as well. But it's tough when we were pinned inside our 10, I think, the first two times we got the football. So, but in those situations, something we've talked about this week, we have to find a way at minimum to flip the field. Every time we get the ball, either we got to score or we got to flip the field. That's something that we can focus on and get better at this week. But yeah, to your point, our defense showed a lot of heart. They tackled really well. LCC still had some big plays. That's going to happen. I mean, they're a very good football team. It's not going to be perfect, but our guys, they stuck with the game plan. They played hard and found a way to win.
Fort Loramie football head coach Spencer Wells. His club goes up against a lot of quickness tonight in Springfield Catholic, much like that was displayed a week ago by Lima Central Catholic. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are as follows. For Fort Loramie, keep the football ball in the hands of quarterback Caleb Maurer. He can make plays. He can extend plays. He'll run the football. He'll pass the football. For Springfield Catholic, Tyrone Myers, the QB, the head coach's son, the counterpart of Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, is a very good athlete himself. He's got speed on the outside, speed in the offensive backfield, and Springfield Catholic Central will want to generate large plays from scrimmage, the key building component for the Irish. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulte Company can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Tyrone Myers, head coach of Springfield Catholic Central, formerly played at Springfield North High School, was a star at linebacker at the University of Illinois, and was on a 10-1 team for the Illini, went on to play some pro football for the San Diego Chargers, and he was on the field with Philip Rivers, the longtime San Diego quarterback. He talks about his career coaching.
Really got recruited as an athlete. Went to Illinois. I was undersized. I was 6'5", 188 pounds, expected to play linebacker in the Big Ten, which in those days with Larry Johnson and Anthony Thomas from Michigan, wasn't looking good. So I redshirted, put on about 20 pounds, came back as about 215. Played a lot of special teams my redshirt freshman year. Then I started every year after that as a sophomore. We won the Big Ten Championship in 2001.
Wow.
And then, I finished my season out, my career out in 2003. After that, went to San Diego. I was with the Chargers with Marty Schottenheimer. Played inside and outside backer. Had a heck of a time. After I played there, I did a little bit of arena football, then hung them up. So, yes.
Hey, you got to know Philip Rivers when you played for the Chargers, right?
I did. We came into the same class, hung out a little bit, and definitely one of the most competitive guys I've ever met. You know, a lot of people take it, if you don't know him, it looks like cockiness, but all it is just a guy who loves to talk and have fun, and he's a great guy.
No, he was confident, that's for sure. Here at Springfield Catholic Central, you've coached 2 years now, have taken the Irish to the playoffs. Highlight the skilled players that we'll be talking about during play-by-play tonight.
Sure. Well, if anybody's seen any of our film or any of our games, number three, Ashton Young, sticks out. The guy's absolutely electric. He's accounted for 20 touchdowns this year. I think 5 return, 11 receiving, and three or four rushing. He can score any way you want, and he's one of the most versatile kids we've seen at our level.
Wow, your son's a quarterback.
Yeah, he's continuing to develop and grow. Still only a sophomore. Had to start as a freshman last year, which wasn't ideal for us. But kind of threw him in the fire, and he's learned. This year, he's done a really good job of taking care of the ball. He's thrown for about 1,500 yards, 17 or 18 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. Pretty quick. Gets us out of a lot of trouble with guys. He makes a lot of guys miss on that initial sack and can break the pocket and make some things happen. So he's steadily progressing.
Hey, like most D7 rosters, it's pretty thin in terms of numbers. You have 8 or 9 go both ways, offense and defense.
Yeah. You know, I mean, going into the season, we knew we'd have somewhere in the mid-20s as far as kids are concerned, and we knew that, you know, at this level, you play your best guys both ways. Most teams just do that, right? So, the thing that we tried to do is build them up this whole season, continue to hit the weight room and make sure their conditioning is up, and, they've done their best. Sometimes we play the bigger teams. We get worn down as the game goes along, obviously. But that's just something that's one of the obstacles we have to overcome, and I think we've done a pretty solid job with it.
Oh, yeah, you have. You played the small teams, the big teams, both of them really well. A nice 7-3 season. Talk about the campaign and the growth of your club.
Sure. Last year, coming into the season when I took over, we had a 26-game losing streak that I inherited. We lost our first 7 games. Fortunately for us last year with COVID, you could opt out of the playoffs. And I thought for us that was a no-brainer. So what I wanted to do was schedule our last 3 or 4 games, schedule some winnable games to get the guys' confidence going into the next season. We had no seniors, so it was just a matter of trying to develop them.
That was a win-win situation.
Correct. So we won our last 2 games, and our final 10th game, they canceled on us because they saw we beat a team by 40 that they lost to by 30 the week before that. So they canceled on us. But I thought we probably got our third win. But, you know, going that two wins in a row going into the off season, you know, and attacking the weight room and working out, I gave some guys some confidence and, you know, just some things to think about and ways to, you know, continue to develop.
Oh, it sounds like that process worked.
Yeah.
Ty Myers, head coach of Springfield Catholic Central, our guest before tonight's Division 7 playoff game between the Irish and Fort Loramie. What do you know about the Redskins? A thumbnail sketch of Fort Loramie and Shelby County.
So, I mean, great tradition, right? I mean, obviously, we've heard of Fort Loramie all growing up. They've had great success, right? They're going to be a team that plays good football. They're going to be disciplined. They're well-coached, very big, right? So it's going to be a challenge. I mean, for us to pull this off, we're going to have to play our A game. We can't have any mental lapses, any mental errors. We have to play absolute grade A football for us to have a chance. So,
offensively, defensively, what's the look of your club from the stands?
Yeah, well, we have speed. We have speed, and I think our speed is not just speed for D7, but I think we have comparable speed to most programs around here. We have some really good skill guys. Unfortunately, we're kind of small up front, so we have to offset that with some special play calling, right? We don't take many 5-step drops, that's for sure. But you know, we try to utilize our speed and try to get our guys out in the space and to make something happen.
Tyrone Myers, head coach of Springfield Catholic, which will field a roster tonight here at Fort Loramie of less than 24 players, but it is an extremely talented team, a young team. Our tentative starting lineups for tonight's game for Fort Loramie. On the offensive side of the football, Caleb Maurer at quarterback, 6'1", 170, a junior. Will Holland and Owen Plyman at the running back spot. Holland, 5'9", 170, a sophomore. Plyman, 6 feet tall, 155, a senior. Your wide receivers, Logan Eilerman and Elliot Davis. Logan, 6'4", 205, a junior. Elliot, 6 feet tall, 175, a senior. Your tight end, Gabe Meyer, who is 6'3", 180, a senior. Along the line of scrimmage, the tackles, Calvin Hoying and Taryn Fleckenstein. Calvin, 6'2", 230, a junior. Taryn, 6'2", 230, a senior. Your guards, Carson Tennery and Tristan Fleckenstein. Carson, 6 feet tall, 230, a senior. Tristan, 5'9", 230, a senior. And your center, Wes Garrett, 6'2", 270, and a senior. Spencer Wells, fourth-year head coach here at Fort Loramie. For Springfield Catholic Central, the starting quarterback is Ty Myers, a sophomore, 6-footer, 165-pounder. In the offensive backfield, Darian Stapleton, a sophomore ball carrier, 5'11", a 190-pounder. The wideouts are Trey King, a senior, 6'2", 170. Ashton Young, a senior, 6 feet tall, 175. And Deshaun Martin, 6'2", 155, and a sophomore. The tight end is Patrick Cavanaugh, a senior, 6'2", a 195-pounder. Along the line of scrimmage, the tackles, Tim Nall, 6 feet, 245, a junior, and Evan Escamilla, 6'2", 205, a junior. The guards, Aiden Thomas, a junior, 5'10", 195-pounder, and Adam Thomas, a sophomore, 5'10", 185. And the offensive center is Sam Peabody, a junior, a 5'11", 190-pounder. And the father of the quarterback, Ty Myers, Tyrone Myers, is the head coach of Springfield Catholic Central. And as he noted just a few minutes ago, he is in year number 2 as the mentor of this program. The winner of this game tonight will likely travel to Maria Stein and take on Marion Local next Saturday evening in the regional quarterfinals of the playoff picture in Division 7. That game would be next Saturday, kickoff at 7. And if Fort Loramie wins tonight, we would attempt to make plans to cover that game next Saturday evening. Don't forget, we've got volleyball coverage coming up this week on Thursday and Saturday. Volleyball matches at Northmont at 6 and 7:30. We are on the air on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM at 5:30 p.m. this coming Thursday. Our kickoff is upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com. Kick off your therapy with Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will help keep you moving forward on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282,
or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick back at Fort Loramie High School. We are seconds away from the opening kickoff to start the game tonight between the Redskins 4-6 and Springfield Catholic 7-3 on the year. Springfield Catholic finished third in the Ohio Heritage Conference South. Two of the last 3 weeks of the season, Springfield Catholic was beaten. The Irish started out with 4 wins to start the campaign. In week 10 of the regular season, Springfield Catholic defeated Southeastern by a score of 34-7 to advance to 7-3 on the campaign. A notable victory, 32-20 over West Liberty Salem, and a triumph against Madison Plains by a score of 28-25. We'll return after the playing of our national anthem in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Once again, we are brought to you here on ScoresBroadcast.com during Fort Loramie events. Thanks to these three fine Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie volleyball team victorious earlier today over Cincinnati Christian as the Redskins won their 14th straight district championship. It's year 15 for head coach John Rogers. The boys won the regional cross-country event. The girls finished second. So a big day for Fort Loramie sports programs, and the football team is on the field tonight, set to receive the opening kickoff from Springfield Catholic. The Irish field, a wide open style of play. As you've heard during the pregame, 10 young men on this team go both ways. Of course, a half a dozen or so for Fort Loramie go both ways as well. As Coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie noted during the pregame, the offensive and defensive lines have really excelled recently, especially in that win last Friday over Lima Central Catholic. Tyler Young will kick it off from the 40-yard stripe to start the game. He'll be booting from south to north. There is a wind blowing into Fort Loramie High School Stadium from the north tonight. It's picking up a little bit. No rain in the air at the moment. It was showery up till about 5:30 or a quarter six, but the rain has subsided. Opening kick is down to about the 26-yard line. Fort Loramie fields the line drive boot and gets good field position, running it back up very close to the 40-yard line. First and 10 Redskins. Nate Berger brought it back, covered it up nicely. It was a liner, hot to handle. He speared it and zipped back upfield to the 39. First and 10 for the Redskins from that spot on the field. Caleb Maurer at quarterback. Will Holland is behind him. Double receivers far left. Maurer in the shotgun spread. Short retreat. Here comes pressure. Caleb is in hot water, sprinting near side of the field on the dead run, and he makes it to the boundary, gets on the edge, and manages to skirt the Springfield Catholic defense for about 10 or 11 yards on the play up to the 49. He got right at 10 on the button. And we talked about that ability of Fort Loramie in the pregame. Caleb Maurer can evade, elude. He can escape. He will extend plays as he did right there. No one was open. Springfield Catholic with real good coverage downfield. It was spot on, but Caleb took the matter into his own hands. Here's a sweep to the right, and it's a flag in the offensive backfield. The running play for Fort Loramie bursts to the far side of the field for about 12. Owen Plyman on a scoot. He picked up the first down to the 39, but it's going to be wiped out. Holding infraction against the Redskins. As we noted several minutes ago, the offensive line has been splendid. Calvin Hoying, Taryn Fleckenstein, Carson Tennery, Tristan Fleckenstein, Wes Garrett, tight end Gabe Meyer. They have performed extremely well. It's a chop block call against Fort Loramie. We had a couple of those last night in the Sydney Edgewood game. The new line of scrimmage for the Redskins is way back at the 33. Fort Loramie must reach the 41 of the Irish to get a first down. So Fort Loramie's in a hole at the moment in terms of distance. Hand off, offensive backfield, more flags, maybe a motion call against the Redskins. Fort Loramie cracks outside left tackle. It's Will Holland for several yards. Let's see if Springfield Catholic declines this or accepts 5 yards more. Fort Loramie victimized by two penalties in succession to start this game. That could not make the coaching staff very pleased.
Looks like it's moving them back 5 yards.
Ball will be marked for play inside the 30, back in the vicinity of the 25. My mistake, 34 to the 29. New line of scrimmage for the Redskins. You don't see this very often on the scoreboard, but it's first and 30 to go for a first down. Caleb Maurer fashions receivers left and right. Play action screen to the left. It's caught. Wide open receiver for the Redskins. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. 35-40. Up over the 50. Into Irish territory. Bumped out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Gabe Meyer, the tight end, slipped out into the left flat. And Springfield Catholic simply forgot all about Gabe Meyer. And Meyer rumbled with that reception downfield to the 46 of the opponent. Gain on the play of 25 right on the nose. Second down, 5 yards to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Opening 1 minute, 20 seconds, no score. Initial possession of the game. Gabe Meyer in motion. Handoff, offensive backfield, Will Holland between right guard and tackle, surging down to about the 40. There's the motion from the official, move the chains, first and 10 Redskins. Will Holland picking right up where he left off a week ago against Lammas Central Catholic. Using a strong push from that offensive line, he ran patiently right behind him, 4-5, and a first down.
Didn't let those 30 yards bother them at all.
No, picked it up in two plays. 10:22 left, opening period. Fort Loramie on a march after hurdling two penalties at the beginning of this game, opening drive. Here's the handoff, left tackle, Holland. Another flag flies. Oh, a burst of speed by him to the outside. He's on the corner, 30, 25. Punched out of bounds at about the 24, but I think it's going to be wiped out again. 5 yard infraction against the Redskins. Fort Loramie will retreat. Ball will be moved back to about the 45. Previous line of scrimmage was the 40. Clock is continuing to run as I see. It's down to 9:55 and counting. Now it stops. First and 15, Fort Loramie, 45-yard line of the Irish. Springfield Catholic in the away gold helmets, gold pants, green numerals. Fort Loramie in the home black from top to bottom. Red and white numbers, red and white trim. Caleb Maurer, perhaps a passing down. No, it's an inside handoff. Holland right behind his center, Garrett. He chews up yards, about six or seven of them, inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. Fort Loramie electing to get the yards back in chunks. Second down coming up, 8 to go for a first down. New line of scrimmage, 38 of Springfield Catholic. Two receivers wide side of the field. One to the short side, the boundary side. Maurer, offensive backfield, handoff on the play. Springfield Catholic with nice penetration slows it down at the point of attack. Ball carrier does ramrod ahead for a couple. Late marker, perhaps a roughness call against the Irish. Will Holland on the last carry. Dead ball foul coming up, I think, against Springfield Catholic. This penalty, if it's against the Irish, will send the football down into the vicinity of the 20-yard line or so. The referee's still conferencing.
Marking it off.
In the area of the 32. 8:58 to go, first quarter, no score. It's going to be a first down for the Fort Loramie Redskins at the 21 of Springfield Catholic. As I noted, it was indeed a dead ball penalty after the run by Holland. First and 10 Redskins, 21-yard line of the Irish. Concerted drive by Fort Loramie. It's been marred by flags against both teams, at least three on the Redskins. That was the first foul committed by the Irish. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. Play action, little half roll to the right. Slings it back middle of the field, 2 yards deep in the end zone, and Springfield Catholic intercepts. Errant throw on the play by Caleb Maurer, and it's picked off in the end zone by Deshaun Martin, a 6'2 sophomore. He jumped in front of Logan Eilerman and made the interception rather easily.
But there was a flag that I saw thrown.
Well, let's see what that's all about. More than likely after the play, the officials are signaling touchback, interception in the end zone. That would mean Springfield Catholic football at the 20.
Now, just kind of a point, too, is not only did I see the flag, but the referee went down. So apparently it's probably really damp, I'm thinking, down in the end zone.
Oh, no doubt. Yep. Players have been slipping and sliding. As Mike just noted, a referee went to the turf as well. There was no flag. It's first and 10, Springfield Catholic at the Irish 20. After a ball thrown short by Caleb Maurer, he fired it right into the hands of the defensive back for the Irish, who made the pickoff. Motion penalty, pre-snap foul coming up against Springfield Catholic. That is infraction number 5 already in the first 3.5 minutes of this game. Deshaun Martin made the big pick for Springfield Catholic, spoiling Fort Loramie's game-opening long-distance drive. First and 15 for the Irish at the Springfield Catholic 15-yard line. Quarterback, as we noted during our starting lineups, is Ty Myers, a 6-foot sophomore. He's flanked by Darian Stapleton, a 6'1 sophomore running back. Daniel Camara, a 5'7 sophomore, also lines up often in the offensive backfield. Running play, Irish, a no gain. In fact, the runner is drilled behind the line for a 1-yard setback at the 14. Calvin Hoing picking right up where he left off a week ago, in on another hit for Fort Loramie. So it's second down for the Irish and about 16 yards to go for a first down. We go under the 8-minute mark here in the first quarter. 7:54, 7:53 and counting. The Irish feature one wide out to the left, two to the short side of the field. Here is Ty Martin taking the shotgun snap. A quick pass into the left flat, wide of the mark. Intended receiver Tyler Young coming out of the backfield. It's no good. And it's third down and 16 to go for Springfield Catholic. Line of scrimmage, the Irish 14. Springfield Catholic moving against a sturdy breeze out of the north right now. It's starting to gust. I bet it's every bit of 20 miles an hour at the moment. No score in this game. Springfield Catholic's first possession, third and 16, inside the 15. Fort Loramie showing blitz. Here's Ty Martin heaving a long bomb down the far hash mark. Fort Loramie closer to it than the receiver. It was Deshaun Martin sprinting downfield. Redskins had good coverage in the person of Owen Plyman, and Springfield Catholic backed up inside its 15 is forced to punt. 7:37 left to go opening period. Fort Loramie stands to get this football on the Irish side of the 50. That would appear to be Damon Mesher back for the Redskins to return the kick. He's at the 44 of Springfield Catholic. The punter, Darian Stapleton, he's at his goal line. Oh, he kicks it wobbly and short and off the side of his foot. In fact, it barely creases the 25-yard line. The referee lines it up at the 24, in fact. Bad kick by the Irish. Fort Loramie in business at the 24 of Springfield Catholic.
Looked like my golf shot.
The wind may have had a little bit to do with that, but simply put, That ball was booted by Stapleton off the side of the shoe. He did not get good leg into it at all, didn't hit it square, and it was shanked to the right sharply. Fort Loramie with a first and 10, 24-yard line of Springfield Catholic. Caleb Maurer, the quarterback, gives to Will Holland. Holland puts his head down and digs hard down to about the 17, the 16, stacked up right there. Holland for 7 on the play. Second down and 3, Fort Loramie. 12.5, or I should say 17.5, yard line of Springfield Catholic. Midway through the first quarter, 7 to play. Shotgun spread, Caleb Maurer, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Gives it in the offensive backfield to Holland, cuts right, nowhere to go. Steps back to the left, meets resistance, down he goes at the line of scrimmage. Third down and 4 coming up for Fort Loramie, 17-yard line of Springfield Catholic. Well, let's see what's up the Redskins' sleeve here. It's 4-down territory. Fort Loramie lost its kicker several weeks ago to a leg injury. Fort Loramie's been going for 2 rather successfully after touchdowns ever since. 4-down territory. Here's a sweep to the left. Fort Loramie trying to get out on the edge. Redskins churn down to around the 10-yard line and a first down. Nicely done by Owen Plyman. Wow, did he feature some fine wheels on that play. He outran the Irish defense. Ball spotted just outside the 10. Make it the 11, so it's not goal to go. It's first and 10, Fort Loramie at the 11-yard line. Will Holland cracking off tackle on the inside. Owen Plyman sprinting wide to the edge. And that 1-2 punch on the ground has enabled Fort Loramie to advance the football outside the 10-yard line. Here's a deep drop by the quarterback, Maurer. He's got an open receiver down the right side of the field inside the 4-yard line. It is caught. Receiver spun around and decked at the 1 or 2. Nice catch on the play by Owen Plyman again. Owen very instrumental running and receiving last week for Fort Loramie against Lima Central Catholic. He caught the slingshot right there from Caleb Maurer, hauled it in short of the goal line. Ball marked for play at about the 3. Second down and 2. Gain of 8 officially. Gabe Meyer in motion. Offensive backfield, Will Holland has fed the ball, and he's popped hard. Holland is met solidly back at the 6. The play goes for a negative 2. It's going to be 3rd and 4 for Fort Loramie. 4:58 to go in the first quarter, no score. Redskins' second possession. The Irish had the ball once, did not produce a first down. Fort Loramie in the huddle, a lengthy period here. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Logan Eilerman split 15 yards to the left. He is single covered at the moment. Keep an eye on him. Third down. A little better than 4 to go. Quick slant pattern. Logan Eilerman spears it on the dead run. 6 yards deep in the end zone. Caleb Maurer hit him with a bullet. A strike. Maurer to Eilerman for 6 and a touchdown at the 4:28 mark of the first quarter.
A nice pass. He put it right where it needed to be.
Sure was. It appeared to me that that play could very well go Logan's way. It was time for a forward pass as the Irish had stopped the run on the previous play. Fort Loramie will go for 2 as it's done the last few ball games. Redskins huddling up. 6-0 lead Fort Loramie. Irish threw up some resistance down in the red zone, but Fort Loramie notched 6 points with an aerial from Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman. 2-point conversion try. Caleb Maurer deep in the offensive backfield. It is a screen in the left flat.
Back to Plyman.
I think to Owen Plyman. He's got it. Curls around a defender. He's hit at the goal line, but falls into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Fort Loramie in the lead, 8-0 over Springfield Catholic. 4:28 left opening period on scores broadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. We are here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins have scored with 4:28 left in the opening period to lead Springfield Catholic by an 8-0 count. Fort Loramie generating the touchdown on its second possession of the night after Caleb Maurer's attempt for a TD on the first drive was spoiled by a pass from Caleb picked off in the end zone. Here's the kickoff return by the Irish, and it's a sprinter right back up the middle of the field. It is Ashton Young, the fastest guy on the Springfield Catholic team. Young zipping, breaking one tackle after another, and if he makes one more man miss, it's a house call. He brought it all the way back to the 39. He was on the loose, and Fort Loramie saved a touchdown with a tackle at the 39. There was no one left for the Redskins.
You know, one more step, and I think he would have been long gone.
This Ashton Young is a speed burner. He was highlighted for me by head coach Ty Myers earlier in the week when we talked at the Irish practice. And Ashton Young flashed his speed right there on that kickoff return. He took it right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks from the 7 out to the 39. Quarterback Ty Myers. It's a toss sweep to the right. The ball carrier hurdles one man, gets on the edge. Fine run, 44-yard line. Daniel Kamara, a 5'7", 155-pound sophomore, averaging 7 yards per rush on the year, bolted for about 5 on that play from the 39 to the 44. Second down, 5 to go for the Irish, who trail Fort Loramie 8-0, 3:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Springfield Catholic's quarterback, Ty Myers, he's in the shotgun spread. Two receivers to the short side of the field. Ball in the near hash. Running play right up the middle. Fort Loramie stuffs it. Ball popped up in the air. Irish, I think, recovered. No gain on the play. It was Tyler Young, the running back, who crumbled to the turf. Drilled by Calvin Hoying of Fort Loramie. Give him a gain of a foot or two. Make it 3rd and 4 for the Irish at the Springfield Catholic 45. 3:03 to go, first quarter. 8-0 Fort Loramie. Possession down for Springfield Catholic. Same formation, two receivers right. Play action, Ty Myers in trouble. He's running away from pursuit to the near side of the field. On the sideline, he's out of real estate, out of bounds, short of a first down by a couple. Interesting decision early in this game for Irish head coach Tyrone Myers. And on comes, I think, the punting unit. New line of scrimmage, the 47 of Springfield Catholic. The punter is Darian Stapleton. He's a wide receiver with good speed. He might take off from punt formation before this game is over. You never know. Back in deep position to receive the punt, Damon Mesher for the Redskins at his own 21. First kick by Stapleton. Didn't travel 10 yards. This one against the wind might not go very far either. Springfield Catholic being backed up. A pre-snap penalty of 5 yards back to the 42. So it's 4th and 7 now for the Irish. Damon Mesher moves forward from the 23 to the 28 in Fort Loramie territory to return the punt. This kick is better by Stapleton than the first one. It hits at the 37 of Fort Loramie and takes a big bounce. Hop, skip, and a jump all the way down inside the 25. Redskins start at their own 20. First down and 10 yards to go. With 2:37 to go, opening quarter, Fort Loramie on top, 8-0. Again, our Fort Loramie game sponsors, these three are with us every single Fort Loramie game only. Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Caleb Maurer flips a long, eye-arching pass down the near sideline. There's a jump ball at the 50. It might have been intercepted by the Irish. Let's see if it's ruled to be caught by an opponent. Yep. It is. Wow. Logan Eilerman, the intended receiver, Deshaun Martin with his second pick already in this game in the first 10 minutes of action. How about that?
Seemed like that was a quick snap, quick throw.
Deshaun Martin's got terrific speed, and he has matched Logan Eilerman every step of the way on two pass routes so far in this game. And he's made nice interceptions twice, and the Irish set up at the 50. Caleb Maurer had the wind at his back. He just simply did not throw that last pass quite far enough. Two receivers flanked to the right for the Irish. Ty Myers, quarterback, 6 yards behind the line. He goes high and deep down the right side, and it's batted away by Fort Loramie down around the 20-yard line. Ball intended for Ashton Young. Coverage in the secondary for Fort Loramie. Turned in on the play by Ty Kemper. He reached up, got a fist of the ball, and swatted it down. Otherwise, Ashton Young would have snared it and been gone for a touchdown. 2:24 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 Fort Loramie. Springfield Catholic at the 50. Second down and 10. Two receivers right, one to the left. Man in motion across the formation is Deshaun Martin. He gets the ball in a jet sweep. He tries to turn it upfield at the far hash mark, and he is put to the turf right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Looked like his forward progress might have crossed the 50 slightly, but the official spots the ball for play right on the midfield stripe. As Fort Loramie smelled out that jet sweep nicely and held it to no gain. Third and 10, Springfield Catholic. 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 Fort Loramie. Three receivers to the right. Ty Myers looks that way. They're all covered. He's going to eat it and run. Look at him go. Near sideline. Cuts it upfield to the 45-44 of Fort Loramie. Chased out of bounds in the vicinity of the 42. He garnered 8, and the Irish will go for it on 4th and 2.
You know, I thought he was going down there, but he managed to get 8 yards on that.
Springfield Catholic Irish could get a first down at the Fort Loramie 40, 4th and a couple. Clock stopped on the out-of-bounds run by the quarterback Myers. 1:41 to go, first quarter of play. Slot left, two backs including the quarterback behind the center. Short roll to the left by the quarterback Myers. We've got a flag thrown in the Fort Loramie defensive backfield to lay a game against the Irish, who took too much time getting that play started. And now Springfield Catholic will think twice and punt. There is a stiff breeze out of the north. No moisture in the air at the moment. There was some shower activity up to around a quarter, 6 o'clock. It has quit. Field, of course, is damp. Don't see much turf turned up. It will get worn down, obviously, over the course of the night between the hash marks. Damon Mesher back at the 20. Another. To take the punt from Darian Stapleton, and it's a very short one. That was a clunker again. and it barely crossed the Fort Loramie 40, got inside the 35, rolled to a stop at the 32 or 33. Redskins will take it. Good field position for Fort Loramie.
I think that had some top spin to it.
Yep, and had it not, that ball might have stopped short of the 40-yard line. In the end, it did twist and turn down to the 33. Redskins start first and 10. A minute 27 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie up 8-0. Quarterback Caleb Maurer. Ball fed, offensive backfield to the ball carrier. Holland, outside right tackle, squirming. Irish acting like the ball was shaken loose. Don't believe it was. Give Holland about 4 hard-earned yards on the play. Tackle made by Ivan Escamilla, a 6'2 linebacker for the Irish. 1 minute even to go here in the first. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 39. Give Holland 5 for his effort on the last dash from scrimmage. Second and 5, Fort Loramie. Man in motion across the formation. It's Caleb Maurer giving on the play to Owen Plyman. Sweeping left end, and he got about 3, shy of a first down. He was the man in motion. Caleb, on a quick count, dealt the ball to Owen. Couldn't get to the edge. Good pursuit on the play by Springfield Catholic. That may have been Damon Mesher on the sweep. That's what the public address said. We think it was Owen Plyman. But it's third and at least 2, close to 3 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie, just over the 40. Redskins run it. Holland keeps the legs digging. He churns and stretches out to about the 45, a first down, a yard to spare.
0.3 on the clock.
That's going to do it. End of the first quarter here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 8, Springfield Catholic 0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage as we start second quarter action here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports. Will Holland bangs forward for 1, a rushing play from scrimmage by the Redskins to start play here in the second period. He advanced it from his 45 to the 46. Second down and 9, Fort Loramie, which leads Springfield Catholic 8-0. Opening half minute, second quarter of play. 2 receivers far right for the Redskins. Holland behind the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. Play action. Caleb 15 yards behind the line. Nearly sacked. Chased out of the pocket. Heaves it into the Redskins bench. 3rd and 9.5 or so coming up for Fort Loramie. Very good pressure applied by Springfield Catholic Central's Tim Naw. 6-footer, 245-pound defensive linebacker. Redskins touchdown in this game midway through the first, 8-yard aerial. Quarterback Caleb Maurer found Logan Eilerman in the end zone, who made a nice stretched out catch. No doubt a pass play here for Fort Loramie. Third and just under 10. Caleb Maurer with a 5-yard drop. Fires it far side of the field. Down the sideline. That's near the Catholic Central bench. Two defenders. One receiver. Eilerman can't hang on. Good coverage. Logan was blanketed as the Irish continue to spy on Logan Eilerman. So it's fourth down for Fort Loramie. Redskins have to punt from their own 46-yard line. First minute, second quarter. Damon Mesher in punt formation. Ashton Young can fly. He's in deep punt formation. We got a penalty marker before the snap from center. Well, if you're wise, Fort Loramie kicked the ball away from Ashton Young. A directional boot to the sideline is what you might want here. Penalty against Fort Loramie, unofficially number 5 on the Redskins in the first 13 minutes of this game. That's a few too many. 8-0 Fort Loramie leads. Irish will get the ball back in the vicinity of their own 30 here. Ball snapped to Mesher, strides forward, kicks from the 30. It is a directional boot near sideline, away from Young. It lights on the ground at the 31, pops up in the air, comes down at that spot. First and 10 for the Irish after the kick from Mesher of Fort Loramie. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike, and Jackson Center does it all and does it very well. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Ty Myers, the quarterback for the Irish, starts from his 31. Handoff right up the gut. Tyler Young, hole is plugged up. He plowed for a couple. That's it. Second down, 8 or 9 for Fort Loramie. Gabe Meyer in there on the stop for the Redskins. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Immunizations, you bet. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment with results in 15 minutes. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Here's a good run by the Irish of Springfield Catholic to the far side of the field. Beyond the hash mark, the numbers, it's Tyrone Myers, the quarterback, keeping it. And he sprints for about 15 and a first down before Calvin Hoying of Fort Loramie runs him down at the 46. First and 10 Irish at their own 46-yard line with 10:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Springfield Catholic attempting to get on the board. No doubt Springfield Catholic would go for two to try to keep pace with the Redskins. We near the 10-minute mark, second period. First man through gets the nod, and plowing forward is the ball carrier. It is Darian Stapleton. He chugged for a couple, second down 8. Ball just short of midfield at the 48.5. Carson Tennery in there on the stop for the Redskins. Let's see if the Irish attempt to open it up. Very few pass attempts from the QB. Ty Myers so far, he's been flushed out of the pocket once or twice as well. Couple receivers near side. One is Ashton Young. Ty Myers looks this way. Now throws short over the head of the wideout at the 45 of Fort Loramie. Ball intended for Deshaun Martin. Ashton Young went deep down the near side. Beneath him was Martin, but the throw was off the mark. Third and 8 for the Irish at the 48.5 of Springfield Catholic. 9:37 to go in the second quarter. The clock stopped on the incompletion. 3 men in the offensive backfield, a trio behind the quarterback, who is Ty Myers. A sleight of hand maneuver, not fooling Fort Loramie. There were a couple of fakes. The quarterback may have kept it. He's subdued for a yard loss. It sets up fourth and nearly 10 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 47. Fort Loramie's Mesher back in the vicinity of the 25. The punter, Darian Stapleton, will have the breeze at his back on this kick.
Let's see how he handles this one.
He should get aided by the wind. Let's see if Mesher has a chance to return. Excellent kick. Mesher retreats. Uh-oh! He got his hands on it, muffed it, coughed it up, fumble at the 14. The Irish have got it. Damon Mesher took three or four steps in reverse. Recovery by Ashton Young. Mesher backed up. His feet slipped out from under him a little bit. His arms were outstretched. He couldn't secure the catch out in front of his body. And Springfield Catholic is in business at the 14-yard line of Fort Loramie. Redskins certainly not as sharp as they were last week against Lima Central Catholic. 8:49 to go here in the second quarter. The Irish down inside the 15, a chance to tie this game up. Quarterback Ty Myers from the shotgun spread. Oh, he's being boxed into the offensive backfield. He tries to squirt away, can't do it. He was cornered. A sack on the play by Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage back at the 17. Gabe Meyer cracked through for the Redskins. 8:28 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 8, Springfield Catholic nothing. Irish knocking on the door. Second down, 13 to go for a first down from the Fort Loramie 17-yard line. 1, 2, 3 receivers, trips to the left. Passing situation for Myers. Quarterback gives, though. Inside handoff. Ball carrier's got running room. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle at the 10. Down to the pylon. And he flies into the end zone for the score. Darian Stapleton took the inside handoff. Got a crisp block up front from center Sam Peabody. He and Ivan Escamilla cleared the way. Touchdown run by Stapleton, the 5'11", 190-pound sophomore. He dashes into the end zone to make it 8-6. Springfield Catholic within two. All set up by the muff punt by Damon Mesher of Fort Loramie. Redskins now have committed three, count them, three big turnovers in this game. Two interceptions thrown by Caleb Maurer and a fumble by Damon Mesher. The Irish going for the two-point conversion to try to knot the score. Three receivers to the right. Here's the quarterback, Ty Myers, looking right. Wants a receiver, back edge of the end zone, no one open, he runs, he's out on the edge, he gets the corner turned, he leaps over the pylon, he's got it. Two-point conversion, yes, converted by Springfield Catholic. As the 6-foot QB, Ty Myers, displayed some good wheels, fine speed to the outside, he got to the pylon at the goal line, and it's an 8-8 tie. 7:59 left here in the first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins are locked in an 8-8 tie with Springfield Catholic 4 minutes into the second quarter. Kickoff on the play, but Tyler Young of the Irish down to the 15-yard line. Returned by Gabe Meyer up and over the 30 to the 34. He brought it back 19 yards, but there is a foul on the play, I think committed by Fort Loramie. Redskins have been victimized by three turnovers and a half dozen penalties in this game. Unlike last week at LCC, Fort Loramie is not sharp tonight. And Springfield Catholic, with a touchdown a moment ago, has evened this game up at 8-8. 7:51 remaining in the second quarter. Redskins to the line of scrimmage at the 19. That's where this drive start takes place. Springfield Catholic Irish capitalizing on a fumbled punt by Mesher of Fort Loramie. And then the Irish punched it in on a touchdown run of about 15 yards by the quarterback, Ty Myers. Fort Loramie running between right tackle and guard, and the Irish get the arms around Will Holland, hang on for dear life as Holland twists and turns for a hard-earned 3 or 4. New line of scrimmage, the 24-yard line. So a touchdown pass for Fort Loramie, 8 yards in the first quarter. Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman, 2-point conversion good. And a 15-yard run by Ty Myers of Springfield Catholic here in the second quarter, 2-point conversion good. Thus, it's 8-8. Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield. Great coverage by Springfield Catholic. And Caleb Maurer's got to eat the football. He takes off near sideline. Doesn't get the first down. Well short. A late penalty marker. Not sure who it's against. Could be a defensive hold on Springfield Catholic. It might be holding on the offensive unit. Looks like the Redskins are retreating a little bit. 5 minutes played here in the second period. Now the referees converge and talk it through. Holding signaled against Fort Loramie. Holding signaled against Springfield Catholic. The two fouls occurred during the play, not after the play. Thus, the penalty's offset, and there is no play. So it's second down, 6 yards to go all over again for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the 24-yard line. Just over 7 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie's offense has got to get in gear. It has not been consistent. It's been very up and down in this game so far. Irish playing well defensively, giving up ground stubbornly. Caleb Maurer, handoff, quick hitter, left tackle, Holland stays on his feet, and he tries to break a tackle or two after gaining 3 or 4. Hanging on is Adam Thomas and Ashton Young for Springfield Catholic to drag Holland to the turf at about the 29-yard line. Third down, a couple to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. 6:40 remaining in the second quarter. Game tied at 8. 3 turnovers by the Redskins and 6 penalties. Irish playing Fort Loramie tough. Running play again. Caleb Maurer on the feed. And this one is broken open for a first down. Will Holland again. A good surge by the offensive line up front. And Holland snaked his way in behind Calvin Hoying and Taryn Fleckenstein. And he shot forward to about the 40, first and 10 Redskins. Fine run from scrimmage. Better than 10 for Holland. First down. Chains are advanced. Ball marked for play right on the 40-yard stripe. Holland again right up the gut. Breaks a tackle. Fires to the outside. Far hash mark heads toward the numbers across the 50 into Irish territory. Tripped up from behind at the 41. Fort Loramie's rushing attack is on the move. First and 10 Redskins at the Springfield Catholic 40. Will Holland gives the offensive run game a burst of energy right here. 5:40 left to go here in the second quarter. It is Fort Loramie 8, Springfield Catholic 8. Redskins elect to keep it on the ground. Delayed handoff, sprint draw, offensive backfield. Again, good blocking up front. Offensive line powering ahead. And Holland cracks forward for about six. He's down in the area of the Springfield Catholic 35-yard line. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Escamilla in there on the tackle for Springfield Catholic. Fort Loramie can get a first down at the 31 of the Irish. Receivers left and right. Caleb Maurer, play action, 10 yards behind the line. Open receiver, hash mark near side. Yes, it's caught. Logan Eilerman spilled immediately at the 22. First and 10, Fort Loramie. It might have been Gabe Meyer, 42, on the catch, and not Logan. Nonetheless, good play as Fort Loramie caught the Irish napping on second down. Fine play action. Good half roll to the right by Caleb Maurer, who pitched a strike to Gabe Meyer. First and 10 Redskins, 23 of the Irish. Running play, big hole, Will Holland, look at him go, scooting, 15, 10, driving to the 5, goal to go Redskins. Enormous cavity opened up. Carson Tennery and Wes Garrett, boy, they separated their defensive linemen and provided room for Will Holland to roam, and away he went. New line of scrimmage just outside the 5. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie trying to grab the lead before intermission. Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Caleb Maurer sends a man in motion. Caleb gives it straight ahead. Will Holland meets resistance at the 5, stays on his feet, won't go down. Second, third effort to maybe the 3. Second and goal right there. Will Holland is listed on the Fort Loramie roster as being about, what, 5'9", 5'10", 170 pounds, and he's just a sophomore. He plays taller and bigger than those dimensions, that's for sure. Second and goal from the 3. Caleb Maurer feeds the running back again. Stack up at the 1 or 2. Holland could not squeeze out the final 3. He got maybe a yard and a half. Goal to go Redskins inside the 2 of Springfield Catholic with 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. Third and goal. Redskins quickly to the line of scrimmage. Caleb Maurer in the spread, takes the snap at the 6. Hand off again, left guard, Will Holland. He puts his head down, forges forward, got it, touchdown. Holland for the last yard.
So if you find something that works, stick with it.
Oh, the running game for Fort Loramie, bread and butter on this drive. Mixed in was a big pass downfield to Gabe Meyer. Will Holland doing the bulk of the ball carrying, and the Redskins have taken a 14-8 lead. Will Holland, the workhorse, here in the second quarter of play. 2:43 showing on the clock. Redskins go for 2. Receiver left, receiver right. Let's see if Caleb Maurer throws for it. Offensive line is worn down, the Irish defensive front. Caleb wants to throw, play action, throws a dart into the right flat. It is caught at the 1 yard line, and the receiver scraps his way into the end zone. It's Owen Plyman. Good catch, fine turn upfield. Owen caught it, would not be denied. He got that last step or two into the end zone to convert the 2-point conversion. 16-8, Fort Loramie, 2:43 left here in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, the kickoff by Fort Loramie after the touchdown and two-point conversion is a multiple hopper down to the 35. Springfield Catholic's return man is bear hugged at the 38. And that's where the Irish start, first and 10, 2:36 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie leading the Irish 16-8, a one touchdown advantage. Quarterback Ty Myers has quick feet. He has displayed them. He's taken advantage of them. He had a 15-yard run earlier for a score. He's in the offensive backfield here. Looks for a receiver. Still looking. Can't find one. He tries to run. Squirms ahead. And he's tackled at the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Calvin Hoying wrapped up the quarterback. Myers for the Irish, second and 10 upcoming. Clock stops at 2:27. Fort Loramie conserving time for what is hoped to be an additional possession of the football before the second quarter comes to a close. Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. Back to the gridiron. Irish at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 at their own 38. Under 2.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 8. Rolling right, the QB Myers. He flips it on the run down around the 40 of Fort Loramie into the Springfield Catholic bench. It's incomplete. Ashton Young, the intended man for Springfield Catholic. Jacob Sherman back in coverage for Fort Loramie. Third and 10 for Springfield Catholic. Scoreboard shows Fort Loramie has two timeouts remaining. Let's see what's up the sleeve of Springfield Catholic here. Of course, an incomplete pass halts the clock, gives Fort Loramie added time on its next possession. Myers, half roll to the right, throws it in the flat. Receiver's got it. Oh, my. He's walloped by 2-3 black shirts. Tackle made behind the line. Fort Loramie all over that play.
Swarmed him.
Ball completed to Deshaun Martin, nailed right now. Redskins hovered over him. Loss of a couple. It's going to be 4th and 10. Irish backed up, will punt it. Damon Mesher's got to make sure that he secures this punt. Fort Loramie using another timeout. One remaining for the Redskins here in the final 2:12 of the second quarter. Drywall can be done right the Riemann way. That's right. Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Redskins have two men back deep. High snap. Kick nearly blocked. Gotten away, though, by Damian Stapleton. It's in the air, hitting short of the 35, rolling inside the 30. Redskins start at about the 28. Ashton Young scooted downfield to cover it up for Springfield Catholic. So Fort Loramie's got 2 minutes and 2 seconds and a timeout remaining to wipe out 72 yards and get a score before the break. Leading 16-8, Fort Loramie striving to up that edge to two scores very late here in the second quarter. 16-8, Fort Loramie in front over Springfield Catholic. Trips to the right for quarterback Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. We've got what appears to be offside against the Irish. 5-yard penalty. Fort Loramie will move forward to the 33. First and 5, Redskins.
Those flags have been on the ground so much, I think they're starting to turn brown from the mud.
I think we've had about 9. 6 on Fort Loramie, 3 on Springfield Catholic. That's an unofficial number, but that's got to be very close. Redskins, same formation, trips to the right. Short drop to Caleb Maurer. Looks far left sideline and running hard for it down at the 43-yard line of Springfield Catholic is the wide receiver for the Redskins who tries to make the catch over the shoulder. It's Owen Plyman, but he cannot hang on into the boundary. Coverage by Stapleton. He was right there as quarterback Maurer tried to flip that one into a tight window. A minute 56 to go in the second quarter. Second and 5, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 33. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. 3 receivers right. Caleb Maurer looking left. Hits a man at the first down stake. He's got it. And then a run of 4 yards after catch by Owen Plyman. He caught it right at the first down marker, the 38 or 39. And then darted to the 43. First and 10 Redskins. A minute 49 to go. As the chain has moved forward, the clock has stopped temporarily. 1, 2, 3 receivers flanked to the right. Deep drop, Caleb Maurer back at his 33. Holding penalty coming up against Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer runs. Maurer scooting right back down the middle of the field. 40-yard line, 41 of Springfield Catholic. He coughed it up at the end of the run. Did the ground cause it? Penalty marker in the Fort Loramie backfield. It appeared to be holding. Was possession granted to Springfield Catholic on the fumble at the end of the play?
I think that's what they indicated.
That penalty against Fort Loramie is declined by Springfield Catholic, which gets its 4th takeaway of the night. Caleb Maurer simply trying to stretch out for an extra yard or two in the area of the 40-yard line of Springfield Catholic. It coughed up that slick football. 4th turnover for Fort Loramie in this game. 2 fumbles, 2 interceptions, 6 penalties. Not a crisp night for the Redskins. Play action. Quarterback is Ty Myers. Rifling a pass into the right flat. It's good. Tyler Young catches. Immediate tackle by Fort Loramie. Gain of 3. Second down 7. Minute 22 to go in the first half. Deep drop. Ty Myers way back at his 34. Eludes pressure. Runs. Gains 3. Out of bounds at the 44-yard line. 3rd and 6 or 7 coming up. Gabe Meyer on the hit for Fort Loramie. And the clock is stopped. 8 timeout is taken. 64 ticks remaining here late in the second. The Redskins holding on to a 16-8 advantage. Solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Specially priced right now at Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center. Over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores. Plus 11% more off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Also, delivery just $49. Free in-house measurements. 2 locations now. That's right, 2. Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center, and a new store in Greenville. Call Darren Yingst, 937-596-6360, 596-6360. Well, Fort Loramie with a late first half turnover trying to stave off Springfield Catholic, which would love to notch a tying score in the final 60 seconds of the second quarter. And the Irish run it. It's a productive gallop down the right side of the field, over the 50, 45. QB Ty Myers called his own number and raced to the 41 to Fort Loramie, first and 10. 57.5 to go in the first half. Scoreboard reads, if I see it correctly, two timeouts remaining yet for Springfield Catholic. One for Fort Loramie. 16-8, Fort Loramie in the lead. Springfield Catholic, certainly the underdog tonight, has been a staunch opponent of Fort Loramie. Under center is Myers. Play action, play action. Wants to heave a bomb to Ashton Young. Fort Loramie's all over him, though, in the offensive backfield. And it's a sack back at the 44. Second down and 13 coming up. And Springfield Catholic finally gets the clock stopped. Ty Myers was tackled inbounds. And the clock raced down all the way to 42.5. Mike, we will take a break. 16-8 Redskins, very late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
On second down and 13 yards to go for Springfield Catholic from inside the 45-yard line of Fort Loramie, the quarterback, Ty Myers of the Irish, goes way back behind the line of scrimmage, wanted to throw a long bomb. He was chased and chased some more, finally was tackled for a sack at the 48 of the Redskins, third and 17 for Springfield Catholic, 34 seconds to go, second quarter, as a mist begins to land on the turf here at Fort Loramie High School. Sky has gotten cloudier. It's murky overhead. Here is Tyrone Myers back to pass from his own 44. He hurls one up. It's well down inside the 20, way short of the mark, nearly picked off by Fort Loramie. And it's going to be fourth down coming up for Springfield Catholic. Sherman on the coverage.
He almost had that.
And Sherman did almost pick it off. Of course, the interception would have denied this Springfield Catholic play here. Last thing you want to do is intercept back inside your own 10, try to run,
right,
and cough it up.
Yeah.
26 seconds to go, late second quarter, fourth and 17, 48-yard line of Fort Loramie. Springfield Catholic is in punt formation with Darian Stapleton at his 42. The kick is away from Eilerman. It hits at the 15 and bounds some more to about the 7 of Fort Loramie. And I would assume the Redskins will probably just take a knee in the final 16 seconds of the second quarter of this game. Thinking back to the start of the game, Mike, who received, who kicked off to open this?
Springfield received.
Fort Loramie did defer, won the toss, kicked off to start the game. So Fort Loramie will receive to begin action in the second half. I would think the Redskins would play it safe here on 1st and 10 inside their own 10, 16.2 to go. They do run it right up the gut. It's Will Holland. He's got open space, springs it to the outside. Look at him go up and over the 20 to the 24. Clock stops. Chain is advanced. Good run by Holland. A 15-yard scamper. Final 6.7 to go here in the first half. Redskins up by a 16-8 count. The clock is wound forward. 3-2-1. That's it. 16-8, Redskins in the lead over the Irish of Springfield Catholic here at the half. This reminder, we hope to have John Rogers, the 15-year head volleyball coach from Port Loramie, on here at halftime with a few of the Redskins volleyball players. Understand we might be joined here at halftime by Colleen Brandewee, perhaps here at the half by two others.
Nice.
Can't recall the names of the other two. They'll come to mind here in just a matter of seconds. 16-8 Redskins, a penalty marred first half, a turnover marred first half for Fort Loramie, which threw two interceptions and coughed up a couple of fumbles. Nonetheless, Fort Loramie has dodged some major bullets and still leads 16-8 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hello once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick back here at Fort Loramie High School. We are at the half, and the Fort Loramie Redskins are in the lead 16-8 over Springfield Catholic Central. The Redskins have turned it over four times, two pass interceptions, two fumbles, six penalties. Not a good night for Fort Loramie, although the Redskins have overcome those mistakes and lead this game by a count of 16-8. Touchdowns for Fort Loramie as we bring you our American Architectural Glass halftime report. Fort Loramie scoring first on an 8-yard TD strike from quarterback Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman. That occurred in the first quarter. 2-point conversion good. Redskins broke on top 8-0. Then early on in the second quarter, a 15-yard scamper to the end zone by quarterback Ty Myers of Springfield Catholic Central. Again, the 2-point conversion good. Tie game at 8. And then late in that second quarter, Will Holland exploded in from 1 yard out for Fort Loramie to push the Redskins up by 6 at 14-8. And then Maurer threw a 2-point conversion pass to Owen Plyman to extend the lead to 16-8 here at the halftime break. Our halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.oh.com.
It is halftime here at Fort Loramie. Redskins lead Springfield Catholic Central by a score of 16-8 in this first round Division 7 high school football playoff game. I'm so pleased to be joined here at the half by three members of the Fort Loramie volleyball team. Ava Schultes, her twin, Quinn, that rhymes, twin, Quinn, Colleen Brandewey, and head coach John Rogers, 15 years at the helm of the Fort Loramie volleyball program. The young ladies are in their costume giddy-up tonight. Ava, describe what everyone is wearing here.
So, me and Quinn are hunters because that was the warmest option, and Colleen is an Indian, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so Colleen is an Indian chieftress.
Yes.
As opposed to chieftain's male, chieftress is female.
She's a redskin.
A redskin. And Ava and Quinn are hunters. You're in your camouflage outfits. What I've got to know is, did you wear these costumes in your volleyball match this afternoon?
Heck no. We did at practice yesterday, though.
Oh, you did at practice. Okay. That was a test that head coach John Rogers put you through.
Sure.
Volleyball practice with your costumes on, not your volleyball gear. Okay. First question for Ava. You've heard it time and time again. It was a year ago at the beginning of the volleyball season when you hurt your knee. Take us through the last, 18 months or so?
So it was very unexpected,
sure,
as everyone thought, but I went down and I knew something was wrong, and then we got to the doctors and didn't like the news, but I just worked my hardest to get back as soon as possible with the 6-month goal, and it all worked out.
Sure.
So I had the best support overall, like with my teammates and coaches and
oh, yeah.
all my family, and then got back for basketball, and we ended the season the right way. And then...
Yep. By right way, you mean state basketball championship.
Right.
State basketball championship in 21, which also should have been won in 20.
Yeah, and then I played some club volleyball after that and kept going. I didn't have any problems. And
you mentioned that key word, support. I'm sure everybody around you was doing their very best to help get you back on the court, mm-hmm. volleyball and basketball, playing strong once again. Mm-hmm. And it all happened.
Yes.
And, wow, what a boost you gave the basketball team. I know head coach Carla Siegel told me two or three times, wow, the energy you provided the club when you got on the floor was just amazing, electrifying. I can recall in the state semifinal game, starting the second quarter, Fort Loramie was up 6-17-11, and right away you took the ball at the foul line. You may remember it, beginning of the second period against Convoy Crestview, you took the ball at the foul line, power to the rim, and dropped in about a 10-footer, and wow, 23-7, Fort Loramie over Convoy the rest of the second quarter, and you provided the spark. Now, the moral of the story is not go get your knee in.
Yeah, not exactly.
Right, to be a spark plug. Don't get your knee injured to do all that. But tell me about Coach Rogers, 15 years at the helm of volleyball at Fort Loramie. What does he say that gets you young ladies fired up?
Well, he has a few sayings that he does repeat.
Can we repeat them here tonight?
Yeah. He says, be you a lot. I think that just reminds everyone to, you know, calm down and
sure.
be themselves on the court and not get too worked up about anything.
Big district championship win today over Cincinnati Christian. 14th straight district title for Fort Loramie Volleyball. Mm-hmm. So much fun to be a part of it, right?
Yes. It's always fun to get those district titles and then fight for regionals and hope to move on after
that. Now, I don't know the other outcomes of district matches. I'm assuming that Jackson Center won, and did Rushi defeat Tri-Village?
Yes.
So your opponent at 8 o'clock on Thursday night down at Northmont is Rushi in a regional semifinal, St. Henry Jackson Center in the first match at 6. Actually, on paper, your match is at 7:30 against Rushi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you, Ava, to hand the headset off to Quinn. And Quinn's going to take it away, and Quinn's going to tell me about her role on the volleyball floor for the Fort Loramie volleyball team.
So I've been a DS on the volleyball team for 2 years now, on the varsity team at least. And so I play three whole rotations, and although that's not much compared to my sister or the libero, I like to think of my spot as the spark plug on the Fort Loramie volleyball team. I try and bring as much energy as I can.
The twins are going at it. Ava says she's the spark plug. Now Quinn says she's the spark plug.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's as big as a rule as getting a big kill or getting a big dig, so that's my biggest goal when I go in.
Looking forward to the regional. It's going to be a lot of fun, big excitement, huge crowd at Northmont on Thursday night.
Yes, for sure, especially if we do play the Rushi Raiders. They're always one of our biggest competitions, and it's always fun to get a win against them.
During the regular season, you split two matches, 3-1, 3-1, I think.
Yes.
You wound up splitting 8 sets, 4 each way. So it's even, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the importance of communication in the game of volleyball.
Yeah.
I can look at pages of stats. They don't mean a thing. It's how well you play together.
It's huge, yeah. We're very underclassmen built this season, too, so that's something we're still learning, is communicating, and something that the coaches preach every single game and that we have to work on. So, yeah, I mean, it's huge. If it's not there, we don't play good. So we have to really make sure that's there Thursday and the rest of our way.
Defense and passing, so instrumental to winning in volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going to make a little handoff right here to Colleen Brandewey. And I've got to ask Colleen Brandewey, fine basketball player like Ava, Do you ever get mixed up? Do you ever take the basketball and pound it over the volleyball net and take the volleyball and swish a 3-point shot behind the arc?
You know, not that much, but it's, yeah.
I would get you mixed up every now and then on the basketball floor, I think with Corinne.
Yeah, we get that a lot, actually.
And
would same you, color hair.
Would you start wearing the ponytails to the left side and Corinne wear hers to the right side?
Yeah, I'll talk to her about it.
You better get that figured out. What do you like most, volleyball, basketball? Now, John Rogers, the head coach, is to your right. Don't you dare upset him. And Carla Siegel is listening.
Yeah, I like them both. They both have pros and cons, and they're both totally different sports with totally different teams, so I like them equally.
Hey, thank you so much. Three dynamite young ladies from the Fort Loramie volleyball team with us here tonight. Colleen Brandewee, Quinn Schultes, her twin Ava, and now the headset gets handed off to head coach John Rogers. I've got a final question for John. I can recall that 2014 state championship season. I love that quote from you when you were asked by numerous media people about how the Fort Loramie team saved its best for last, when in fact you said no, that was not the case. We weren't saving anything. We were just building and building and building. Right?
Very true. I remember that very well.
And that's what it's all about. It's a work in progress all season long.
Always.
And you've got this volleyball team playing its best of the season.
Well, first of all, I got a great staff.
Yep.
I've got, you know, basically four head coaches working with me all the time. So I can't take all the credit for that for sure. You know, every decision that's made is a joint decision among all of us. And so, you know, the process that we go through every year is, and we kind of have a quote this year, and I write it down for them every now and then, and it's something along the lines of, you know, you have to be able to, you know, stick with the process and not be emotionally tied to the results, because that's how you're going to get there. And I think that's an Inky Johnson quote. I can't take credit for it. You know, I gotta give credit where credit's due. And so we've kind of embraced that and, you know, just focusing on the next play, the next touch, and the process every day in practice, getting ourselves where we need to be.
A turning point in the season to date, was there a match, a night, when you thought this club began to turn the corner? You've played some mighty strong opponents, New Knoxville twice, St. Henry twice, New Bremen once, Rushi twice.
Right. Gosh, I don't know if we have a statement game this year.
Yeah.
So true to the process, we're looking forward to that game coming up.
That's what I was going to say. Your statement games are in the next 2 weeks.
They're coming up. They're coming up. I'm real confident with what these girls are doing every day in practice right now. The energy is high. Their effort is off the charts. I think it's just a matter of time until you see a statement game from them.
The overall record, what, 19-6?
20.
20-6. 20th win
today.
Was today.
Yep.
Big day today for Fort Loramie Sports. Boys cross country, first in the region. Girls cross country, second in the region. Fort Loramie volleyball wins its 14th straight district championship. Go Redskins.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks so much to head coach John Rogers of Fort Loramie volleyball, Colleen Brandewee, easy for me to say, Quinn Schultes, Ava Schultes. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Oh, an enjoyable halftime.
Hi.
Thank you. Yep. Enjoyable halftime. Enjoyable halftime here at Fort Loramie tonight.
Redskins. We'll see you there Thursday.
Yes, indeed. Redskins leading on the gridiron tonight by a score of 16-8 over the opponent Springfield Catholic Central. The Irish down by a touchdown. Fort Loramie has managed to hurdle 4 turnovers and 6 penalties in this game. 3 of them of the major variety. Fort Loramie still up on top by a touchdown despite the mistakes. Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. So stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. If your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today. Discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. Well, we're going to take a 3-minute break right here. Fort Loramie in the lead over Springfield Catholic Central has not been easy. Irish tough opposition tonight. Redskins in front 16-8 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tires, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Heater Oil, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
I am Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. We are at Fort Loramie. It's halftime. The Redskins lead Springfield Catholic Central by a tally of 16-8. 16-8 Fort Loramie at the break. You know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Fort Loramie Redskins will get the ball to start the second half. We are back in a couple of minutes. Fort Loramie 16, Springfield Catholic 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
There you go. Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. I'm a little confused, Mike. Springfield Catholic Central getting the ball to start the second half. Were we mistaken?
I don't think so, but okay.
Did Fort Loramie receive to start the game? I've drawn a blank. Shouldn't, but I have. Anyway, the Irish have possession to start the third quarter of this game. And after a very short kickoff by Fort Loramie, Springfield Catholic starts first and 10 from its own 47-yard line, picks up a yard on a running play right up the gut by Deshaun Martin, and it's second down and 9. Opening seconds, second half, Springfield Catholic possession, 49-yard line, Fort Loramie in the lead, 16-8. Three backs behind the quarterback. Ty Myers is under center. Uh-oh, he fires a pass down inside the 35. A good cut by the receiver. He's got it on the dead run. 25-23. Knocked down Deshaun Martin. Oh, made a beautiful move. He slipped in front of the defensive back of Fort Loramie. And Springfield Catholic is in business at the Redskins 23. Deshaun Martin cut on a dime. And the Fort Loramie Redskins were backpedaling, and Myers threw the ball to Deshaun Martin, who made the move. Fine throw, good catch, nice run after catch. Toss, sweep to the right. Springfield Catholic running wide, side of the field, into the boundary, into the Irish bench. Fine run on the play by Kamara, the tailback, averaging 7 yards per carry on the year. He was finally flushed out after picking up 8 on the play. And it's second down and 2 for Springfield Catholic from the 15 of Fort Loramie. Springfield Catholic down by 8, 16-8. They're trying to tie this game up early on third quarter. Springfield Catholic to the line of scrimmage. Three backs behind Myers, who's under center, gives it to the first man through. He's stuffed. Right now, the ball carrier, Stapleton, is buried, and he's given no forward progress at all. Calvin Hoying pinned into the turf. Play goes for a minus 2, third and 4, Springfield Catholic, 17-yard line of Fort Loramie. Irish can get a first down at about the 13.5. A couple of big plays coming up here. Four down territory for Springfield Catholic. Receivers left and right in the spread now. Tyrone Myers, he rolls left, looking. He's feeling his blocks out in front. He hangs onto the ball, and he streaks to the near sideline, upended at about the 14, and it's ruled to be a first down for the Irish. Forward progress, the 13, and that's what he needed.
think it was Calvin Hoyne that took him out.
Quarterback for the Irish called his own number again. He is fleet of foot. He's got the touchdown in this game for Springfield Catholic, a 15-yard dash to the end zone. 3 minutes gone, second half. Springfield Catholic vying to tie this game up.
We tried numerous accounting firms.
16-8 right now in favor of Fort Loramie. Springfield Catholic to the line of scrimmage. Snap back to Myers. Handoff left tackle. Kamara makes one man miss. He's driven down at the 9. Driven down at the 9-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 7 for Springfield Catholic, which can get a first down at the 2. Scoreboard clock shows 8:30 left to go here in the third quarter of play. Fort Loramie clings to a 16-8 edge. Play coming in methodically from the far sideline for Springfield Catholic. Play clock down to 10. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right for Myers on 2nd and 7 for the Fort Loramie 9. Roll out to the right for Myers. Way back at the 16. Belated pass, back edge of the end zone before Myers was flung out of bounds. Incomplete, no good. Aborted play, had no chance. Fort Loramie all over it at both ends. 3rd and 7 for Springfield Catholic. Wide receiver, a 6-foot junior, Lonnie Brown, the man for whom the ball was intended. 3rd and 7, Irish. Line of scrimmage is at the Fort Loramie 9.5-yard line. Play coming in from the bench. Play clock down to 8. Running down to 4 quickly. Springfield Catholic line of scrimmage. And we've got a whistle before the snap and center. The Irish may have utilized the timeout they did. Big play upcoming. 3rd and 7. Springfield Catholic at the Fort Loramie 9. 7:57 left. Third quarter. Fort Loramie up 8. 16-8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
As we return to action, the quarterback Ty Myers for Springfield Catholic rolls right and flips a strike into the flat to Stapleton. He hurdles one Redskin and drives down to the 2-yard line. He's got the first down. Big play after the timeout by the Irish. It's goal to go with 7:32 remaining here in the third quarter. Springfield Catholic to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends. Myers under center. Handoff straight ahead. Nothing doing. Fort Loramie stands tall. Good stand up front for Fort Loramie. Goal to go again, upcoming from the 2-yard line for Springfield Catholic. Tennery in there on the stop. He led the charge for the Redskins, beating Daniel Kamara in the hole. Nothing gained. 2nd and goal, 2-yard line. Fort Loramie in a tight struggle with Springfield Catholic tonight. Irish trail, 16-8. Serious threat being posed here by Springfield Catholic from the 2. Second down and goal under center. Myers fakes the inside handoff, gives it to the second man through. Great penetration by Fort Laramie. Tackle for a loss. Way back at the nine. Good tackle on the play by Cotner of Fort Laramie. Good hit by him. So now it's third and goal for Springfield Catholic. Forward progress marked at the 8. Irish runner ended up on his back at the 10. Who was that, Mike, who carried the ball?
21, I believe it was.
Stapleton.
Yep.
Stapleton rushed it. He lost yardage. Goal to go from the 8 for Springfield Catholic. In the spread now. Martin throws. Downfield 5 yards. Receiver catches at the 2. And sprinting into the end zone. Yes, touchdown. Ashton Young. The outstanding wideout for Springfield Catholic. He was available. He found a soft spot between the safety and the cornerback, and right away, Ty Myers hit him with a bullet, and the game is now 16-14. Springfield Catholic hanging tough. The Irish will not go away. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter of this game. This contest reminds me a little bit of the state semifinal game in baseball in D4. Warren John F. Kennedy with a roster of 20. Very good talent, though. Defeated Fort Laramie 3-2. Here's Springfield Catholic rolling out to the right. It's Myers throwing for Young again. 2 yards deep in the end zone. Yes, he's got it. We're tied up. 2-point conversion on the money. Ty Myers firing a bullet a couple yards deep in the end zone. And it was, I think, Deshaun Martin who hauled it in, not Stapleton. And we're tied at 16, under 6 to play, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Kickoff by the Irish, return from the 14 by Mesher of Fort Laramie. He skips right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks to the 29. He's downed right there. And it's first and 10 for the Redskins, shy of their own 30 in a tie game with Springfield Catholic. Redskins scored first tonight, made the 2-point conversion. Springfield Catholic responded, scored, added the 2 points after. Fort Laramie went ahead with 8 in the second quarter to lead 16-8 at halftime. But Springfield Catholic has tied this game up with 8 points here in the middle of the third quarter. Will Holland explodes over right guard, powering for 8. Out to the 38-yard line for the Redskins. Knee touchdown of the 37. It is second down and about 2.5 to go for a first down. Final 5 minutes, third quarter. Redskins in a tight struggle with Springfield Catholic tied at 16. Caleb Maurer deep in the offensive backfield. It's a delayed sprint draw to Holland outside right tackle. He is upended over the 45 to the 46. He's got the first down. Patrick Cavanaugh, defensive end, in there on the hit for the Irish. Clock winds under 5 minutes to go in the third. Fort Laramie 16, Springfield Catholic 16. Receiver far left, two of them in fact. Caleb Maurer at his 46-yard line takes the snap. Handoff straight ahead. Redskins run it. Driving hard. Kicking those legs. Digging for 10 more. Looks like it's Holland. Just shy of the midfield stripe. Second and one coming up. And a Springfield Catholic player momentarily shaken up. 4:33 left. Third quarter. Redskins tied with Springfield Catholic at 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Here we go. Fourth, or I should say second and one for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 48.5. Oops, a pre-snap foul. Another penalty upcoming, I think. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 16, Springfield Catholic 16. And the official simply remarks the ball for play. Apparently it was snapped before the ready signal from the referee. Second down, a yard plus to go for a first down. Shy of the 49 of the Redskins. Fort Loramie's got it. Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield. It's Will Holland. Look at him go. He's got a gaping hole, and he drives hard. 45-40, knockdown. There is a marker back in the offensive backfield. 4:09 left in the third. It's signaled against Springfield Catholic. Game tied at 16. Now the play gained a good 10 or better. It is ruled to be a dead ball foul after the play. Tack on yardage all the way down to the 25. So the penalty is added to the end of the run. Dead ball infraction. Major roughness call against Springfield Catholic. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Irish 25. Just over 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Momentary delay as the chain gang advances forward. Redskins set up shop at the 25, needing points to take the lead. Game knotted, 16 apiece. Final segment, third quarter. Caleb Maurer on first down, play action, way back behind the line of scrimmage, cannot find a soul open, and runs and gallops, gets to the 20, he's bumped out. Caleb did well to pick up five. Good coverage all night long by Springfield Catholic, which has intercepted two passes and recovered two fumbles by Fort Loramie. Second down and five for the Redskins from the Irish 20-yard line. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers wide left. Caleb Maurer gives to Holland. Holland looks for the hole, outside left tackle. Jump cut in the hole. Slices down to about the 16, a yard short. Third and one coming up here for Fort Loramie. 3:40 left in the third quarter. Redskins right between the hash marks. Tie game, 16 apiece. Teams have traded scores and two-point conversions. Two receivers far left on third down and 2 feet. Caleb Maurer stuffs it into the tummy of Will Holland. Look at him go, right guard, carving out yards to the 9. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. Offensive line for the Redskins getting it done. Calvin Hoing, Taryn Fleckenstein, Carson Tennery, Tristan Fleckenstein, and Wes Garrett. Clock running, 3:09, 3:08 to go, third quarter, 16-16 score. Fort Loramie's got it. Goal to go at the 9 of Springfield Catholic. Here is Caleb Maurer, and he calls Holland's number again, and Springfield Catholic diagnoses it. Great run, blitz, and a tackle back at the 14-yard line. Very good play by Escamilla. We've announced his name many times tonight. Ivan Escamilla, 6'2 junior for the Irish. It's about a 4 or 5 yard loss.
He read that one very well.
Fort Loramie's got the ball back at the 13.5 goal to go situation. 2:20 left, third quarter. Two receivers left, one to the right. Caleb Maurer may throw from this formation. Play action, bubble screen to the left, caught at the 15-yard line. There's an avenue all the way to the end zone. Owen Kleiman, touchdown, touchdown. Wow. Beautifully designed. Springfield Catholic caught off guard. 13-yard screen pass play. The quarterback, Caleb Maurer, to Owen Kleiman. Little bubble screen to the left. He caught it at the 16-yard line, and there was a large crease for him to run through. Away he went, untouched.
Very nice play call.
22-16, Fort Loramie in the lead. Huge two-point conversion upcoming. Two receivers wide left, one to the right. Caleb Maurer in the shotgun spread, looking left, now looking right. Fires a yard or two deep in the end zone. Gabe Meyer on the ground, cannot haul it in. Two-point try denied. Fort Loramie 22, Springfield Catholic 16. 2:13 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
The Fort Loramie Redskins have forged a small 6-point lead over Springfield Catholic Central late in the third quarter. The ensuing kickoff after the touchdown by Fort Loramie twists and turns and goes out of bounds down around the 35. Springfield Catholic can elect to have Fort Loramie kick it again, or the Irish can take the ball right at the 35-yard stripe. Give Springfield Catholic so much credit. They have hung tough. Fort Loramie has had 1, 2, 3 leads in this game. Springfield Catholic has fought back twice to tie the count at 8 and at 16. And now, after the failed 2-point conversion by Fort Loramie, Springfield Catholic Central can take the lead with a touchdown and a point or 2 points after. The Irish have kicked extra points this year, forced into going for 2 tonight after Fort Loramie got 8 to start the game. Here's a pass thrown by Ty Myers, middle of the field, open receiver, tight end, in his hands and out. He juggled it and could not hang on. Actually, numeral 3, Ashton Young, was available 14, 15 yards downfield. He just simply coughed it up. That was going to be a big gainer. He might have been able to make a man miss and go for 10 or 15 more, but he dropped the football. Fort Loramie will take it. Second down and 10 for the Irish. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 22-16, Fort Loramie in the lead. Springfield Catholic lines up at its 35. Ty Myers in the spread. We've got a pre-snap foul upcoming. 5 yards will cost Springfield Catholic. That hurts. It's going to be 2nd and 15 for the Irish. I'd like to remind you just briefly about Steve and Ted's and Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Servicing, repairing, selling, installing residential and commercial heating and cooling. Offering complete plumbing and electrical services too. Started in 2002 by Steve Hooker and Ted Burning. Steve and Ted's in Anna. Flexible finance options. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, a Lennox dealer. Lennox, the trusted name in the HVAC industry. I tell you what, Frilling in there for Fort Loramie to make a tackle behind the line of scrimmage on the last play as Fort Loramie stuffed the run. A loss of one. It's going to be 3rd and 16 for Springfield Catholic from the Irish 31. 1:39 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 6 when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Big third down play for Springfield Catholic. Irish don't want to give up the football. If they don't get 12 or 13 yards here, they'll have to punt it. 3rd and 15 from the 31. Tyrone Myers in the pocket, in the pocket. He might be saddled with a sack. He is! Tackle back inside the 25, a loss of 6 or 7 on the play. Big play by Fort Loramie. Calvin Hoing in there on the tackle. Huge play by Calvin Hoing. Monumental sack on quarterback Ty Myers. He could not get rid of the football. And in on more than 20 tackles a week ago was Calvin Hoing for Fort Loramie. And he is doing extra duty here again tonight. 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Springfield Catholic has no choice but to punt the football away from inside the 15. Fair catch, Logan Eilerman at the Redskins 42. Final 3/4 of a minute, late second quarter. Fort Loramie up 6. And a chance to get a drive going, punch in a touchdown, and stretch the lead out to 2 scores. That would be mighty important. Redskins need to put some distance between them and the Irish. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie from the Redskins 42-yard line. Caleb Maurer, 5 yards behind the line, shotgun spread. Logan Eilerman wide left. Will Holland behind the QB. Now 2 receivers set up to the right. Play action, little screen to the left. Broken tackle behind the line. Penalty flag flies. I think it was Logan Eilerman on the catch. Look at him zoom downfield. He's got 20, but it might be negated. Like the call, Logan Eilerman curled in behind a blocker. Perhaps a hold, maybe a clip. Brown on the tackle, 20 yards downfield. But I think Fort Loramie will be set back on its heels. 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter. No, it's against the Irish. It's on Springfield Catholic. We spoke prematurely. No, it's waved off. There is no penalty. The officials conferred, talked it over, and decided it was a legal block by Fort Loramie. No foul. The 20-yard play stands. Bubble screen to the left. Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman. Ball marked for play at the 39 of the Irish. Final half minute, third quarter of this game. Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far right. Caleb Maurer, 4 yards behind the line. Deals on the play to Will Holland. He scratches out two. He got to the 38 or 7. It will be second down, 8 or 9 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Well, Redskins need points at the end of this drive to put some separation between them and Springfield Catholic. Clock running down to 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it. Third quarter's in the books. Fort Loramie, 22. Springfield Catholic, 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
The Fort Loramie Redskins start the fourth quarter with possession at the Springfield Catholic 39 after a 1 yard plunge by Will Holland to Fort Loramie to end the third quarter. Final 12 minutes, Redskins up 22-16. Quarterback Caleb Maurer gives on the play, offensive backfield. Will Holland trying to run out of a tackle, drags a ball carrier with him to about the 37 or 8. That's it. Third and at least 7 for Fort Loramie. Timeout situation, 2 for Springfield Catholic, 3 remaining for the Redskins. The winner advances on to a regional quarterfinal next Saturday night, most likely at Marion Local. Redskins, 2 receivers right. Springfield Catholic swings that way in coverage. Caleb Maurer, play action, screen back to the left. Caught, missed tackle by Springfield Catholic. Good run after catch. 40, 37 yard line, 36. Nice play. It was a pass from quarterback Caleb Maurer to tight end Gabe Meyer. We've got a late penalty marker down, though. Holding will negate the first down play by Fort Loramie. Too bad. It went for a good 12 or 13. Gabe made a strong run after catch. Redskins fans with a brief flurry of shouting and yelling, but it comes all the way back to about the 43. Ball marked off from the spot of the foul. So it's third and 13 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 43-yard line of Springfield Catholic. Straight drop by Caleb. He's deep in the pocket. Wide open receiver. Left sideline. Caught! Caught on the dead run. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Damon Mesher in stride. Hold it in. Beautifully thrown ball from Caleb Maurer.
He was wide open. Nice throw. Nice run.
And the play went, I think, for what? 43?
43
right on the button. 43-yarder from Caleb Maurer to Damon Mesher. He was a forgotten man by the Irish defense. Forgotten man for sure. Caleb Maurer's throw was right on target. On time, on the money. Damon Mesher running steadily down the near sideline, had nothing but soggy real estate ahead of him. And he took it at the 24-5 and went the rest of the way. 2-point conversion try It's thrown toward the left pylon at the goal line. Maurer hits his receiver on the ground. Caught, Gabe Meyer. 2 points are good. Fort Laramie's converted 2 points after three of the four times tonight, and now lead it 30-16. 10:55 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Redskins of Fort Laramie have taken a 14-point lead, 30-16 over Springfield Catholic. 10:55 to go in the fourth. Fort Laramie kickoff down to the 13. Touched by the Irish, muffed. Recover at the 8, run back to the 14 or 15, that's it. A flood of black shirts come downfield, and I think unsportsmanlike conduct is going to be whistled against Fort Laramie for a late hit or two. Again, congrats to the Fort Laramie volleyball team. The ladies victorious today over Cincinnati Christian to win their 14th straight district. 25-3, 25-11, 25-15 over Cincinnati Christian today. Fort Laramie advancing to face Rushi in the 7:30 match on Thursday night. That's a regional semi following the Jackson Center St. Henry match at 6. Assist today, Colleen Brandow at 18 for the Fort Laramie volleyball team. Jenna Hoing at 7. Kills, Ava Shoulders had a dozen. Skylar Alvarez 7. Jada Dree 6. Summer Hoing and Katrina Burning at 5. In the serving department, Skylar Alvarez at 4 aces. Riley Heitkamp at 3. Again, the Fort Laramie volleyball team, their 14th straight district championship today, 25-3, 25-11, and 25-15 over Cincinnati Christian. Yep, Springfield Catholic Central's quarterback Ty Myers on 1st and 10 lost control of the football. It fell behind him. He slipped, went back after it, crawled on it at the 25 to save a turnover. So it is 2nd and 15 for the Irish, and in a little muddy spot in the offensive backfield, Myers goes down again, footing a little treacherous. Tyrone Myers nailed this time at about the 17 or 18 yard line. Third down for Springfield Catholic Central. And better than 22 to go for a first down. Fort Laramie Redskins have got Springfield Catholic where they want them right now. The Irish got a break, advancing the ball forward on the penalty by Fort Laramie. But the last two plays have seen the Irish go in reverse. Low snap to Myers. He's going to run it, and he slides down on his keister at the 17, the line of scrimmage. Wow. Three straight plays by Springfield Catholic, and they result in losses totaling about 14 yards. And Springfield Catholic now must punt from down around its own 5-yard line. With 9 minutes to go, Fort Laramie will get excellent field position. And Fort Laramie can put this game away with one more score. It is 30-16 with 9:06 left in the fourth. And the punter, Damian Stapleton, or I should say Darian Stapleton, is back at his own 6. Fort Laramie thinking about coming at the punter, guilty of committing an offside. That'll cost the Redskins 5. I believe the official threw the flag. Substitution here by Springfield Catholic.
And I think the referees are going to talk that one over.
Line of scrimmage about the 18-yard line. Springfield Catholic must reach the 40 for a first down. It's fourth down and a bunch. And there is a belated 5-yard step off offsides against the Redskins, who made contact with the opposing center. Still, Stapleton's got to punt it. Not from a 6, this time from the 11. Mesher and Eilerman in midfield for Fort Loramie. Here is the punt to Stapleton. He's had a tough night booting the ball against the wind. It is up in the air at the 45. Fort Loramie catches, loses it. Springfield Catholic does not recover. Redskins get it back. Oh, that's a break. Irish pleading to the officials, didn't we get it? Didn't we get it? Referee says no. Fort Loramie possession. Irish 43 with 8:30 left here in the fourth quarter of this game. Jacob Sherman was opportunistic. He fell on the loose football.
I kind of lost sight of it there with the Fort Loramie bench blocking my view.
Yep, it was right on the boundary. That was the end sight of the punt. Caleb Maurer wants to throw. 10 yards behind the line. Shoots it down the middle. Open receiver running free at the 18. Caught. Tackle made at the 9. That's either Gabe Meyer or Logan Adam in one of the two.
It's Gabe Meyer.
Beautiful route by Meyer. He ran a skinny post down the middle, and he beat the defensive back, Brown. Goal to go, Redskins at the 10. Time out, Fort Loramie. 8:16 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 30-16 and aiming for more points on this possession here on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-tangemanfh.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Redskins try a running play on first and goal from the 10 with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and it is stuffed. New line of scrimmage back at the 13. Will Holland was nailed, lost 3. Second and goal, Fort Loramie, which leads 30-16. Clock running, 7:40 to go in the game. Caleb Maurer, handoff, in sweep, left side. Not much running room. It's strung out nicely by the Springfield Catholic defense. And it is Owen Plyman nudging his way to the 10. Out of bounds he goes. Goal to go from the 10. Stapleton greeted him, made sure he could not turn the corner. 7:26 to go in the game. 30-16, Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage is officially the 11. Out of bounds running play with the Redskins, but the clock continues to tick. Fort Loramie getting a break. Receivers left and right. Caleb Maurer, empty backfield. Maurer looking at the pylon. Left sideline, too high. Incomplete. Fourth and 10, Fort Loramie. Not sure if the Redskins can get a first down in the field of play. Line of scrimmage about the 13.5. The scoreboard reads 4th and 10. I don't think that's correct.
The sticks are down over there, so I'm thinking.
This series started at the 10. So it's fourth and goal at the 10.5. Fourth and goal at the 10.5. Fort Loramie wants to talk it over. We'll take a break here from Brookins. 7:01 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 30. Springfield Catholic 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
What is up the Redskins' sleeve right here? Fourth and goal, 10.5-yard line of Springfield Catholic. Quarterback Caleb Maurer, half roll to the right, throw back to the left in the end zone. Pretty well covered by Springfield Catholic and busted up. 9 yards deep in the end zone. Ball thrown a good 9 yards deep in the end zone for Gabe Meyer. Well covered on the play by Lonnie Brown. Trey King also there for the Irish. They would have none of it. And Springfield Catholic has a life, taking over at the Irish 11, 6:54 to go in the game. Redskins turn it over on downs, leading though by 14, 30-16. Last possession for Springfield Catholic down here in this soggy end of the field went in reverse 15 yards. Here's Ty Myers throwing from his 5. Outlet pass. Short receiver catches up at the 16. He's rolled down right there. That's Deshaun Martin on the catch. Second down and 5. Owen Plyman on the hit as number 5 tackles number 5. With 6:31 to go in this game.
You go back to that last series, and you think a field goal there, had you had that opportunity, would have been nice.
But the Redskins kicker is out with an injury.
Yep, I understand. But
yep. On this soggy ground, I'm not sure if they would have kicked it anyway,
that's
Mike.
That's true.
Not sure if they would have kicked it anyway. Roll out by Ty Myers. No receivers open. Good coverage by Fort Loramie. Ty Myers, the QB for Springfield Catholic. He skates around right in, slides out of bounds, close to a first down, gain 4, 3rd and 1 coming up. 6 minutes to go in the game. We played half the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 30, Springfield Catholic 16. Irish sending the play in from the side. Clock stopped, just over 6 to play because Myers hustled out of bounds. Myers under center, 3rd and 1.5 yards. Pitch out, right side, ball carrier, Deshaun Martin. He wedges out 2 or 3, first down. 1st and 10 for the Irish. Play went out of bounds. Clock comes to a halt. 6:06 to go in the game. Springfield Catholic down 2 scores. And they are nearly 80 yards away from a touchdown here. So the Irish need points fast. And then a takeaway or a hurried up 3-and-out stop to get the ball back in hopes of tying this game up or taking the lead in the final minute. 1st and 10 Irish at their own 22. Uh-oh. In the shotgun spread, the snap eludes the quarterback, Ty Myers. He goes back, picks it up at the 7, throws a completed pass for a loss of 1. How about that?
and made something out of nothing because he just about had a lot of nothing.
Second down, 11. Pass completed to Kamara out of the backfield. Alert play by Myers. Oh, he saved it. Second down, 11. 5 minutes to go in the game. Line of scrimmage, the 21 of Springfield Catholic. Myers in the spread, play after play now. Fakes the forward shovel, then fires a pass into the ground up at the 20. Third down upcoming. Ball intended for Deshaun Martin. Tell you what, the wet grounds here tonight have compromised the Springfield Catholic speed. We saw a little bit of it early in this game. Nothing since the middle part of the first quarter. Between the hash marks, it is a bit muddy and soggy for sure. And it has nullified some of Springfield Catholic's quickness. 4:53 to go in the game. Third and 10, the Springfield Catholic. Here's the quarterback, Ty Myers, throwing up the near sideline in front of the Fort Loramie bench. It is caught. It is caught. Nice reception by Trey King. Line of scrimmage up at the 41-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish. That ball hung up there forever and ever. Fort Loramie simply did not get a good break on the ball in pass coverage. And instead, the Irish have a first and 10 at their own 41. Ty Myers throws, overshoots his receiver, intercepted by Fort Loramie at the 48. Run back down inside the 35, penalty marker down, I think, on the return, unless it was deemed to be pass interference, a DPI. Maybe a foul on Fort Loramie in the run back, or was it defensive pass interference? One is an okay thing, the other is not good. The Irish would keep it. Let's see what results. 4:24 to go, fourth quarter. Got to get the name and number of the young man for Fort Loramie who made the pick. Ball was overshot by Ty Myers. And now head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie is getting an explanation. Ball is being marked down for play at about the 32-yard line. I thought it was Owen Plyman on the intercept. It was.
Yep.
Nice play by Owen. Ball was overthrown by the quarterback, Myers. He was trying to hit his tight end downfield in the person of Kavanaugh. He overshot him, and Owen Plyman snared it deep in the secondary. Good run back by Owen of a good 25 yards. Well, we wiped the slate clean. There is no penalty called. And now head coach Ty Myers of the Irish wants an explanation on the other side. Why no penalty assessed against Fort Loramie? 4:24 to go here in the fourth. 30-16 in favor of the Redskins. In just a moment, we'll take some time and tell you about one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Riemann Drywall in Anna. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. Drywall repair, patching, finishing, plastering, paint prep, customer satisfaction from Riemann Drywall. Handoff, Will Holland behind his blockers. Discipline gallop down inside the 25. Spilled at the 23. He garners 9. Second down and 1. Fort Loramie. Just over 4 to play in the game. You will benefit from that 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. Riemann Drywall in Anna. A call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Riemann Drywall in Anna. In just a moment, we'll hear from the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Second and 1, Redskins, 24 of Springfield Catholic, final 3:50. Will Holland threads his way, breaks a tackle. He's got running room, 10-5, bolting to the end zone. Will Holland for Fort Loramie, 23-yard dash. And the Redskins are up with 3 touchdowns. It is 36-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Under four to play here in the fourth quarter. Yep, the Redskins and Springfield Catholic were in a duel, 16-8 at the half. Springfield Catholic tied it up at 16 in the third. And guess what? Fort Loramie has reeled off three touchdowns to pull away to lead by 20. Fort Loramie going for two. We've got trips to the right side of the field. Single receiver left. It goes to Holland. Fort Loramie spread out Springfield Catholic and ran it right up the gut. Zigzag run by Holland. He's over for the two-point conversion. Fort Loramie 38, Springfield Catholic 16. 3:44 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Redskins are up 22. Ensuing kickoff by Fort Loramie. Run back 13 yards by Ashton Young. He just simply cannot get much traction. And he goes down at the 31. First and 10, Springfield Catholic. Down by 22 points. Quarterback Ty Myers flips it left flat. Leaping in the air is the receiver. He's got it at the 35. And then a penalty marker is thrown in on the play. Deshaun Martin snared it. Let's see if there might have been a DPI against Fort Loramie. Yep, that's the call. It is a pass interference on Fort Loramie. 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. Stepped off against the Redskins. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. The Springfield Catholic comes to the line of scrimmage at the 46 of the Irish. Quarterback draw, Ty Myers. He wedges out four, pinned to the turf at the 48 or 49. Barker Insurance in Anna will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance, located north of Anna, or I should say south of Anna, north of Sydney, represents insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, a good strike thrown by Ty Myers for Ashton Young. And then Fort Loramie down at the 35-yard line. Bats a forward pass in the air and picks it off with a rebound. Flags fly. Celebration by Fort Loramie. What a play by the Redskins. Gabe Meyer. Ball was thrown right side of the field by Ty Myers trying to hit Deshaun Martin. It was popped up in the air by the Redskins. And on the rebound, Gabe Myers snared it. Penalty marker against the Redskins, 15. And Fort Laramie retreats back to the 23. Redskins have been saddled with at least 8 penalties tonight. Most of those in the first half, 4 turnovers, but Fort Laramie clearly has played much better here in the second half of this game than in the first half. And that pick thrown on the play by Myers of Springfield Catholic, his second interception thrown here in this second half. 2:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie up 38-16. Redskins ball at their own 22. And the quarterback is Caleb Maurer. Gives on the play to Will Holland. And the scat back goes right up the middle behind the center, Garrett. And he churns for about 4. Second down and 6. Final 2.5 of the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie in the lead, 38-16. Redskins with 3 second half touchdowns.
And there was a late penalty flag that was thrown. I think there were too many people on the field for Springfield. I saw him counting.
And the 5-yard penalty stepped off against Springfield Catholic. Fort Laramie will be just short of a first down. 4-yard run, 5-yard penalty. So it's going to be second down and just a little over a yard to go for a first down. New line of scrimmage for the Redskins will be out at about the 32 or 33. Well, now the officials have to talk it over and delay things a little bit. New line of scrimmage is the 32. So it is second down, at least a yard and a half to go for a first down. With 2:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Caleb Maurer feeds Will Holland, left guard. There's a cavity. He goes surging through it. He stood up at the 40, but he's got the first down, and that should wrap this game up and seal it. Fort Laramie, Marion Local next Saturday, and Maria Stein kickoff at 7. We will attempt to bring that game for you. The Verizon signal coverage strength in that area is like a Bermuda Triangle. We'll test it out and try our very best to make it work. If for some reason we cannot cover that game, we will cover another D7 game in the immediate area. Here is Fort Laramie pitching in the offensive backfield. A run from scrimmage by Holland for 2. Wow, he's had well over 20 carries in this game. He's the workhorse tonight for the Redskins. Minute 35, minute 34 to go. Second down and 4 for Fort Laramie from the Redskins' 44-yard line. 38-16 the count. Springfield Catholic will conclude the season 7-4. Very successful campaign. Irish did lose 3 of its last 4 games to Greenview, Greenan, then beat Southeastern, losing here tonight to Fort Laramie. A minute to go in the fourth. Holland, left tackle, first down yardage, and then some. Almost goes down. Displays good balance. Touches down a knee, inbounds. Clock continues to run at the 39-yard line of Springfield Catholic. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney. Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. As the Redskins take a knee, the final 15 seconds run down. And that's it. Fort Laramie turns away a stout effort from Springfield Catholic tonight, 38-16. 16. Thanks as well to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and great pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure, calm in Minster, from which we will hear in just a moment. SecureCom, S-E-C-U-R, com online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. New sponsors in the last several months, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictressHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. That's so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, we've got volleyball action for you on Thursday night, 5:30 airtime on scoresbroadcast.com and on the radio, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Two volleyball matches for you, two D4 regional contests fitting Jackson Center and St. Henry in match number one and Fort Loramie and Rushi in match number two. Now, the rain stayed away. It dried out just enough. Middle of the field a bit muddy, but Fort Loramie survived the upset bid from Springfield Catholic to win it by a final tally of 38-16. Mike, a final thought or two. Great win for Fort Loramie. Poor first half. Much better second half for the Redskins.
Yeah, they came out to play the second half. I think they were saw that they needed a very good performance, and they pulled that off, and much better, especially on a very wet field, and I think it even got wetter and probably more muddy as the night went along.
Yeah, Redskins withstood a rash of penalties and four turnovers, two fumbles, two interceptions. We'll return in a moment with our Clancy star of the game. We'll hear from SecureCom in Minster, Redskins 38 and Springfield Catholic 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Fort Loramie wins tonight. Wasn't easy, especially the first half. Redskins triumph 38-16 over Springfield Catholic Central. I'd like to remind you that we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and also those who come to us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers in Botkins. Breakfast at 6. Oh, boy, the omelets are great. Terrific strip sirloin steak dinners. Only $12.50 served after 4 p.m. They're outstanding. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Myers in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271, 693-8271 to place your carryout order from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. So many thanks to Myers Tavern in Botkins, which came on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com late last winter. During the fine basketball tournament run by the Botkins Trojans. Thank you, Myers Tavern, so much. Redskins were up 16-8 at halftime, didn't play well the first two quarters. Springfield Catholic, in fact, tied the game up at 16 in the third, and then the Redskins reeled off the last three touchdowns of this contest. The Redskins nailed two interceptions of their own in the second half, pulling down passes from Springfield Catholic quarterback Ty Myers, who played very, very well tonight for Springfield Catholic. A hard-fought win before Loramie. Irish did not go down easily. Springfield Catholic concludes at 7-4. Fort Loramie advances to 5-6. A date next Saturday night at Marion Local. Clancy's Restaurant, stars of the game. Mike, we talked about them. I think I've got them in mind.
Yep. So I like Will Holland. He played really hard tonight. He was a workhorse, man. He just had the ball a lot.
What, at least two touchdowns for Will, I think?
Yeah, and just was running up the middle and just made a lot of fantastic plays. Played hard. Deserves to be Clancy's player of the game there. And on the other side, the sophomore quarterback, Ty Myers, he played a great game, made a lot of plays, some yardage that he developed that. I mean, he called his own number, kept it, and he advanced the ball for 4 or 5 yards a lot of times where they maybe very well could have had nothing.
You mentioned a key word, sophomore. He's a talent. He's going to be a fine player.
Yes.
He will be exceptional by the time he is a senior, maybe even next year. Good bloodlines. His father's the head coach, a Springfield North graduate, dynamite linebacker at the University of Illinois, was Tyrone Myers, the Irish head coach, and then he went on to play for the San Diego Chargers. Yeah. So, a lot to look forward to with Tyrone Myers.
Good bloodline there.
Guiding the Springfield Catholic program. Second year as head coach for Tyrone. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Fort Loramie boys won the regional cross-country meet today. The girls finished second. The Fort Loramie volleyball team victorious, 14th straight district championship, defeating Cincinnati Christian easily. Fort Loramie and Rushi collide in the 7:30 tilt, the second regional semifinal match in volleyball on Thursday night at Northmont. In the first match at 6, it's Jackson Center against St. Henry. Victorious tonight in football, the Fort Loramie Redskins beating Springfield Catholic by 22 points.
So you were saying it was a very good day for Fort Loramie.
Oh, yeah, indeed. So many thanks to our online sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute our online audience. Thanks so much. Mike Wick alongside Stats On-Site Engineering filling in for Chuck McBee. I'm Jack Kramer saying good night until Thursday at 5:30. So long, everybody. Redskins defeat Springfield Catholic Central 38-16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.